We are in Simen Reish Nun Zayin Sif Ches. We just did the Mechaber. We're now up to the Ramah. We learned the halacha of hatmana in a case of masik hevel, which means I'm surrounding something with things that are not mosif hevel, but it's sitting on something that's masik hevel that produces, it generates a lot of heat. That is like hatmana b'mosif hevel, which is also an erev Shabbos, says the Ramah. Vatmana she'osim b'mdinas elu she'matminim b'tamnur. That what do? You take do hatmana in the oven, which means you have the pot sitting in the oven. So it's sitting in the oven. There's lots of airspace between the pot and anything else. V'tochen piyatanur betit, and they paste down the door of the oven with lime. So the halachi is shori lekulian with mortar. According to everybody, that is mutter. Why is that? That's not derech hatmana. There's plenty of airspace in the oven itself. It's not touching the walls of the oven. So the halacha is shori lekuli alma. It is mutter according to everybody. Ukomoshin is barliel simin reish nun dalet. Now the Mishnah Brura says that it should not be sitting in the coals, even according to the Ramah. If the door is not going to be pasted down, it could be that there's an isser of hatmana. If the door is pasted down, there's still a chash that when you come to get it tomorrow, you're going to end up making the fire come alive again by pulling the pot out of coals. In other words, it'll now get some air and they'll start burning and you're going to be over on Havara. So it shouldn't be sitting in the coals itself. Now, with regard to the need for pasting down the oven door, so that's something else. That's because of the Isser of Shehiyah. And it would not apply in a case where there is no Isser of Shehiyah. The other thing is, the Taz has a Chiddush here. The Taz holds that if you put the pot near the walls of the oven, that's considered Hatmana in the oven itself. That's called, gives it a Shem Hatmana. The Mishnah Brura brings many who are cholik on him. This is the Tazashita, that when you put a pot into the oven, and that would include our ovens, it should not be touching the walls because that would be considered hatmana. And finally, umitzvah lahatman l'shabbos. There's a mitzvah to do hatmana for Shabbos, kadei sheyocho chamin b'shabbos, in order that you eat hot food. Kizeh mikavod v'onik Shabbos. V'chol mi she'eino mamim b'divrei chachamim. Someone that believes that it's also to leave food on the fire on Shabbos, va'osur achilas chamin b'shabbos, chayshinen shema b'korisu. Because the karoim, the tztokim, they said that lo savaru eish b'chol mosh v'seichem yom ha-Shabbos means you cannot have a fire on Shabbos. So according to them, you couldn't have your food hot for Shabbos. So chashinen shema apikur shebe apikorisu. One has to be choshish that maybe he's an apikoris. So there's a chiyuv to eat something hot on Shabbos to show that you're not an apikoris. Well, the Mishnah Brura is marach about these people that don't like hot food and therefore they don't have hot food on Shabbos. And he says that they're being mevatel the mitzvah sonik Shabbos, and what they're doing makes them suspect of apikorisus.